Arthur Guinness left Selbridge in 1755 to set up his own brewery in Leixlip, and very quickly seems to have made a success of the business. Just 4 years later, on New Year's Eve in 1759, he famously signed off a 9,000-year lease for a brewery at St. James's Gate in Dublin. And I'll quote from it. "This indenture made the 31st day of December, in the year of our Lord God, 1759, between Mark Rainsford of Port Arlington in the King's County, Esquire." The reason he moved to St. James's Gate in 1759 was probably because there was a war on at the time and there was a drop in property prices. So much so that he was able to buy the quite sizable brewery at St. James's Gate for a premium of one peppercorn and a rent of £45 a year. However, the brewery hadn't been used for about 15 years, so it all had to be renovated on the inside. "Done and performed, hath demised, granted, set, and to farm, let." One of the ways he was able to pay for this was by marrying an heiress in 1761 called Olivia Whitmore, who was the daughter of William Whitmore, a grocer in Temple Bar, who had died shortly before. Olivia was therefore on the shelf, as they said in those days, and needed marrying, and she brought with her a very important dowry of £1,000. Arthur then progressed in the lower ranks of society in Dublin. His wife Olivia, although she was a grocer's daughter, her mother's family had owned land in northwest Kildare near Carbery, so they could just about claim to be members of the gentry. In 1763, Arthur took out a lease of 50 acres up at Kilmore, which is now known as Beaumont. In fact, Arthur renamed this part of Dublin Beaumont at the time because his lease, which you can see in the National Library in Dublin, required him to build a house there. And he obviously thought that Kilmore was an unattractive name compared to Beaumont, which means beautiful hill. When we look at Hogarth's prints about Gin Lane and Beer Street that were done in the 1750s, we recall that the distiller was known as Mr. Kilmore, and this may have been in the back of Arthur's mind when he changed the name from Kilmore to Beaumont. In 1798, just about his retirement, Arthur took a lease from the same landlords for a newly built house in Gardiner Street on the north side of Dublin in what is now Mountjoy Square, although the house is now gone. And he died there in 1803, 5 years later. Arthur and Olivia had 21 children in their marriage between the 1760s and about 1780, of whom 10 actually survived into adulthood. This sounds awful for us today, but it was perfectly normal at the time and maybe explains why people were so interested in religion, because it was the only way you could cope with such terrible losses. So in summary, Kildare was Arthur's launch pad from a fairly humble start in the 1720s to a degree of wealth and respectability at his death in 1803. Let's resume our own journey out of Selbridge. Our next stop is the lovely McAvoy's pub by the Grand Canal. It's after the Hazel Hatch train station on the far side of the railway. And if you want to sit and relax there with a drink, I'll tell you the story of stout porter and the drink we call Guinness.